Christina Harris, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you for having me.
Christina Harris, for 3 years, served the city as an urban park ranger. She got involved with the union, now is the staff organizer for Local 483, the laborers' union that represents Portland Park and recreation workers. We're going to discuss the contribution of PPNR, that is Portland Park and Recreation, the great importance of parks, why their budget should be increased rather than cut, and what we need to do to help them. So, Christina, tell us about the urban park ranger job. You wrestle grizzlies, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, nailed it.
And find lost children. No, they have many functions within the Portland Parks Bureau's Parks and Recreation. Tell us what it does.
Parks in general, the Parks Bureau? Yeah,
sure.
I mean, they do a lot beyond the literal parks, which create lots of animal habitat and spaces for city dwellers to get out and reap the benefits of nature. A huge element of it and what's being impacted the most in these cuts are the community centers. So, I mean, there are many, many connections between, you know, mental health, a place to socialize, a literal sense of community, and physical fitness. And that's a place where people can come together and experience that. It's hugely important. We teach preschool. Out of those, people learn how to swim. There are aftercare programs, teen force programs.
Old people's programs.
Old people programs, young people programs. Yeah.
And in fact, you are like the public libraries, it seems to me. You do what you can to the limit of your capacity for homeless people.
Absolutely. Many community centers somewhat function as a day use shelter. It's a place often where people can go in and get showers, a place where they can be, where people aren't going to be giving them dirty looks. Many community centers also partner with food banks and Meals on Wheels. It's a place where they can access those resources as well. So when we're talking about, you know, money and funding, I think it's so important to point out that the value of the real dollar value that these communities serve is well beyond just the literal providing of the dance class and the Zumba.
Has the mayor explained why his budget, his initial budget, which is not final at all, and there are council members who are challenging it, has he explained why he's cutting the Parks and Recreation budget?
The explanation that's given is that it is a structural problem, saying that the cost of mostly the employees is what they indicate, stating PERS and their wage is a big issue with not being able to balance that budget. I mean, I would say that all city bureaus across have PERS and often higher salaries. While I appreciate that people are able to make a living wage, I like to say that nobody's getting rich off of being a lifeguard. Nobody's, you know, buying their Porsche when they get done teaching their afternoon preschool class by any means. And I think it's really frustrating that that's pointed out as a big issue when it's an issue that every public employer has and somehow finds a way to deal with without closing community centers and, you know, laying off 70 full and part-time positions.
Yeah, especially you contracted with Peter Donahue, an ex-Portland budget analyst who does a lot of work for the unions on a national level. He did a study of the Portland budget. It's quite remarkable. He found that, in fact, their revenues are always above the budget. They keep a lot of positions open, so they're saving a lot of money. What happens to that money? Why are they cutting at a point when the city is actually flush with funds?
I really don't know. While I appreciate that they're being fiscally responsible, we have a AAA credit rating for the city of Portland. It's one of only a handful of cities in the entire nation that's doing that well. It's that money and that savings account, essentially, is only helpful to the extent you're able to leverage it to serve your citizens. I'm glad you brought this up. I think it's something we all know intuitively as we, you know, walk and drive through the city, the continued cost of housing, the new development on every block, inviting new large businesses and corporations into the city. I think we can tell that Portland's doing well. And it's very frustrating to see a continued narrative of scarcity and having to fight for, you know, what I think are basic services that we have already paid for. You know, that in addition with your other guests speaking about schools, it's getting to the point where we're having to fight for every single service, and it needs to stop, and these parks need to be funded because we can do it.
Yeah. Christina, it seems to me that parks and recreation are not just vitally important for the services they provide to people, all sorts of people around the city, and particularly poor people who can't afford to belong to athletic clubs and go to and for $2,000-$5,000 a year, who use the city pools and the city, but not, you know, middle class families also. The kids are there, after school programs, all of the things that you do. It's also important in the future. The parks are critical to the city, keeping up the parks. Just the forest canopy keeps the city much cooler. But also the parks would be wonderful places. There are lots of rooftops as well as parking lots for doing solar panels and reducing our carbon emissions, which the city is not doing a very good job on. It seems to me that the parks are just this wonderful opportunity, and the schools, who also have land and parking lots, a wonderful opportunity to show how community energy can be both cheaper and much cleaner than anything that the investor-owned utilities are likely to give us for the next 30 years.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They've done projects in the past, for instance, at the East Portland Community Center. In 2009, it became the first aquatic center to receive the LEED Platinum certification on the West. They use solar panels at Matt Dishman Community Center, and they've done great lighting retrofits at Montevilla, Hillside, and Fulton. I mean, these are just some examples of additional services and resources that can be brought out of these community centers. Yeah. So like we talked a little bit about, I mean, why couldn't you do a green roof? Like, it could be really fun. And, you know, a way to get kids involved in this stuff is so important. Like, if they don't experience community centers and parks, how would they ever protect it? You can't get to the point where you want to save something and be a steward of it if you can't appreciate its value in a firsthand way.
Christina Harris, good talking to you. Let's conclude. Christina Harris of Portland Parks and Recreation, who's heading up their effort to show people and demonstrate the immense values of the parks in Portland. What's happening? How can people support their local parks and recreation and park rangers and all of the things that the parks do, including environmental protection, actually. We didn't even talk about that.
Right. No, they're
cleaning the water, right? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're inextricably tied.
What can be done?
Yeah, thank you for asking, Bill. Well, you know, we've been working on this for the last couple of months, but the final opportunity for public testimony is going to be on Thursday, May 9th. We're going to have a rally ahead of the budget hearing. It's located at the World Forestry Center, which is right across the street from the zoo. We encourage everybody to get there around 5.
That's where the hearing is going to be
held. Yeah, yeah.
Not City Hall.
City Hall. World Forestry Center by the Oregon Zoo. The rally starts at 5. There's a lottery to speak at 5:30, and then the budget hearing itself starts at 6:30.
They have a big parking lot there, too, don't they, that could be covered in solar panels. A huge parking lot at that zoo.
That would be a great thing to talk about.
Yeah. I think all the animals of the zoo would love to have clean energy heating their enclosures.
I'm sure they would.
Christina Harris, it was really good talking to you. Thanks for your work as an urban park ranger. And now with the union.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's really great to be here, and thank you for letting me invite everybody to come and stand up for their services.
I'll be there.
Awesome. I'll see you there.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.